It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne on Afternoon Drive yesterday. Great job by Spencer German and Daryl Ryder for that interview yesterday, if you guys haven't heard it. One too many dog won't hunt references. I got to say, why does nobody ever talk when the dog does hunt? Nobody ever, like, when there is a dog to hunt, nobody's like, ah, this dog will hunt. It's a very negative mindset on dogs and dogs who will or will not hunt. That's all I'm going to say there. Let's just get to the bottom of this. The latest on the Browns' proposal to move to Brook Park or ... stand a lakefront. Cuyahoga County has come down and has made their preference known that they don't believe building a Brook Park is sustainable, and that they believe that the best path forward is to renovate the current stadium. Chris, obviously being one of the faces of Cuyahoga County and their board there, very interesting stuff yesterday. Can I just tell you, though, I have gone out of my way to say nice things about the Haslams because I like how they've done business with this entire thing. This whole process about long-term sustainability and what do we do with the stadium, all this began in 2017. And very quietly and respectfully, the Haslams and the Haslam Sports Group, the Cleveland Browns, they have really kept this under the radar to make sure that it never got public and never got contentious. And I'll be honest with you, they didn't have to do it that way. But they understood how sensitive this subject is for anybody, anybody in the region. Who pays for it? How does it get paid for? Where do you play? All these kind of things. And so the Browns, time and time again, have tried to do the classy thing, which is, let's handle these negotiations. We're going to send out information that we feel like is prudent, but we're not going to editorialize it. Like, think back to that letter to the season ticket base last week. Hey, here are the two options. Now, if you read through, you can see that there's a clear preference, but they didn't force their preference on anyone. They're looking for partnerships in this. And what annoys me, listen, I already don't have a lot of patience for politicians. I don't. Because I'm a little skeptical on the whole thing in general. Locally, nationally, statewide. Very rarely have I ever felt comfortable about public officials. That being said, I think it's disgusting what Mayor Bibb is doing, what the Cuyahoga County is doing, and trying to turn this into a public negotiation. And especially when it comes to specifically the city of Cleveland, who, if you look through every which way that they have tried to put this up, they don't really want the Browns in Cleveland. They don't. But they don't want to look bad for losing the Cleveland Browns to anywhere other than downtown.
Yeah, I understand the whole nostalgia and history thing about the stadium. I get it. I grew up here. But I also understand that the league's going in a different direction. This isn't the 1960s, man. What?
No, I'm sorry.
Did I go Gruden or something?
No, it's just, this ain't the 1960s, man.
Gotta say it like a pothead in the 60s?
A little bit. It's pretty awesome.
All right.
L-I-V-I-N. Well, no, here's the funny thing. It's about the history. It's a history on the lake. Guys, I want to be respectful here. It was not my stadium. Old Municipal Stadium was a bleep hole. It was. Like, the toilets overflowed. There every view in the place was
there's a pole.
Where there was something in your way. You didn't have
obstructed
suites.
Views.
It was built not for football. It wasn't really even built for baseball. It was built for an Olympic bid back in the 30s. It was a dump. So yeah, sure, it was our dump. But this idea of the history on the lakefront. Okay, The 60 years, 70 years of history has been in two buildings that weren't up to snuff around the leagues that those teams played in. Put Busch Stadium in St. Louis up against old Municipal Stadium. Night and day. Put Three Rivers, guys. Like, I can't believe I have to say this, but put Three Rivers, which was still a decent stadium when they tore that sucker down at what, 98, 99? Put it up against Old Municipal.
Mm-hmm.
Now put the same Brown Stadium up against any stadium in football. And it pales in comparison. So this idea of, well, you know, we got people who want to be in that building. Name them. I'm sorry. No, that's not true. Because I do think there are people who would prefer an outside stadium. And I understand that. You can have your opinion if that's your opinion. But the people who are like, I love our stadium. I'm sorry.
What do you love about
it? I'm sorry, Chris Renane. That dog won't hunt. All right? It's on the lake, and there's glass, and, man, it's kind of a son of a bee to get around. But, man, I love it. I love that $90 parking, which is about a mile away.
Man. Do people like walking down to that stadium? It feels like you're walking to a dungeon.
So, I actually love...
And by the way, it's the windiest area in Ohio.
See, what's funny is I actually do like walking to the stadium. It has nothing to do with the stadium.
In September.
Well, but it has everything to do with the people I'm walking with. Oh. That, to me, is Browns football. It's not because we're going to that stadium. So, I just got to say, man, like...
Wouldn't it be nice? I mean, I know people love the Muni lot, but, dude, that place is so far away from the stadium. Wouldn't it be nice to have just be able to park outside the stadium? Like, look at MetLife, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You could just tailgate anywhere.
What's the Philly stadium? I've actually been
Citizens
there.
Citizens Park?
Yeah, that's... Oh, well, I was talking about the football stadium that looks like...
Lincoln Financial?
Yeah.
The Link?
Yeah, that's where you can park, and it's like,
dude,
right
so
there.
So Philly has... It's a sports complex. All the arenas are right there, and that's basically it.
But I just...
And a Chickie and Pete's.
I think the city, who I do not think truly wants to be in the business, and to what it means to be in the business with an NFL team, and the county then coming in and supporting the city, to me, it just felt like political BS. And so I just, to see the Haslams go one specific way with how they've handled this, and then to see, which I think is respectfully, which I think is very diligent. And then to see a bunch of local politicians march in on this and try to make it super public and super uncomfortable. Like, I don't think it's going to stop the Dome from being in Brook Park. I think this is just negotiation. And all you've accomplished is maybe knocking some dollars and cents off the end.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've really accomplished is maybe in the end, we're going to get some hard feelings on this. And it just, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to do the dad thing. I'm disappointed. I'm more annoyed. Like, I got to say, I think the Haslams are on the up and up on this one. And I think people are going to side. Some people are going to side with the city and the county because they don't want a new stadium. Some people are going to side with the city and county because maybe they still feel like the Haslams are outsiders. I'm not a part of any of that crap. One side has tried to make this respectful, publicize the stuff that matters, but not editorialize it. And the other side is clearly trying to do the same old crap. 216-474-0092. So we heard from the Cuyahoga County executive, Chris Renane, on this show yesterday. We've heard from the Browns. We've heard from Justin Bibb. I want to get your reaction on the location of the stadium. Do you actually feel something for the existing stadium? Not the location, but do you ever go to yourself, man, what a stadium we have on our hands here.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.